is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Once again, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God, what an honor, what a privilege it is to be able to come into your homes and your automobiles through this radio broadcast and share with you all the love of God. I tell you all the time when I start off on this program how honored I am and how privileged I am, how grateful I am, you know, not only to God, but to all of you under the sound of my voice who will allow God to use me or allow me and in turn be obedient to what God told me. He told me go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. And he said, lo, I'll be with you even till the end of the age. He taught me about the kingdom. Then he told me, now go and make disciples. In other words, go and teach them, all the people that understand my voice, like disciples. What's a disciple? A student, a learner. It's like school here. It's like you know, being educated and built up and trained and taught how to live a whole different way, how to live in the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of God, the kingdom protocol. Thank God we know about our church protocol, and we pretty much got that down pat. And what we need now, you know, is to be educated in the area of kingdom protocol, the proper procedures of being in the kingdom. Because all the proper procedures that we have in our church and how to, you know, conduct ourselves in church and everything else, that's a means to an end, well, so that we could bring our church into the kingdom. What? Hey, God wants all our churches. It don't matter what church you're out there, who all you are, what denomination might be, you know. He ain't opposed to all of that. He just want all his church in the kingdom. He said, bring all your messages. Bring everything. Bring everything. Come just like you are. He ain't just talking to, you know, anybody. He is. But he also starts from the head down, from his church down. He said, from us too. He said, Lord, make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you. And Lord, I'll be with you till the end of the age. That's all he taught me, man, kingdom protocol. The laws of the kingdom. How the kingdom function. How the kingdom operate. The functioning principles of the kingdom. See, on this radio broadcast, you know, we've been talking to you about the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of heaven. To sum it all up, you know, let me say it in a plainer way. We've been talking to you about what God is doing. Not what we're doing, not what our church is doing, none of that. All we've been talking about is what God is doing. That's the kingdom of God. And not only what he is doing, but his way of doing what he's doing. You know what Jesus' message was? That's available to you, to everybody, to come to the knowledge of what God is doing and his way of doing it, his protocol. That's why I say we got to get back to, now we need to learn kingdom protocol. Bring all our churches and all our messages, all the great message that we got God has given us to deliver to his people, bring all that into the kingdom and filter that ministry to that kingdom ministry of God, boy, and it'll be anointing that come upon our lives and our ministries. And it won't be about winning souls to our churches and our denomination. It'll be about winning souls to the kingdom of God. The church. Universal. One body. Many different members, hands, legs, feet, toes, fingers, eyes, ears. Many different members. Many different functions. But one body. All our different giftings and all our different talents and callings of God upon our lives. I call it this way, you know, all of us, all of, especially I'm talking to ministry now, all of us who are in leadership position in God's body, you know, listen. That's why he placed us there. That's why he gave us that ministry. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Let me stop for a second and just acknowledge you again. Father in heaven, I just thank you. What an honor, what a privilege it is to yield ourselves under the ministry of the Holy Spirit and allow you to minister to us. Not only what you're doing, but your way of doing it. Through your people, my Father. Through the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. All members, all functions, all auxiliaries. All areas. And through us, we may bring all our giftings and all our talents and all our ministries, my Father, into your kingdom. And allow you, my Father, to take those giftings that you placed on the inside of us and use it for your glory, for your glory, for your glory. So once again, Father, I count it an honor and a privilege that you would allow me to come up on this radio broadcast and to reach out to your people, to speak to, not their circumstances or their situation or their symptoms, but speak to their hearts, my Father. Speak to their spirits, Lord. So that we might know who we are. So that we might know why we are. So that we might know our destination. So that we might know you, Father. And Jesus Christ, who you sent, and the power that's available to us through his resurrection. All power. All power. Power in heaven. Power on earth, even under the earth. Power of our greatest enemy, death. Let your kingdom come, Father. Let your will be done. In our lives, in our ministries, in our homes, in our families, in our marriages. Let it be in there, Father, in that, just like it is in heaven. Let our home reflect a likeness to the eternal home that awaits us for us in glory. Place us in that place, Father, and open our eyes that we might see that you have placed us in that place. And in that place, teach us the function and principles of it so that we may learn how to grow up in that place. We might learn how to crawl in that place, then walk in that place, then run in that place, and mount up with wings as eagles, and soar to abundance of life. Let your kingdom come, Father. Let your will be done. And as always, Father, we are always careful to give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise, for this is your kingdom. It's what you're doing. It's all of your power. This is what you're doing, Father. This manifests your glory on the earth, Father. That's what you're doing. And it's all, my Father, for your name's sake. For your name's sake, Father, so that your word might stand, Father. Everything that you're doing, Father, for your name's sake. Yeah, Lord, so that your word might stand, and so that it might be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. And because of your name's sake, and because it's for your name's sake, then it's a done deal, Father. Now teach us the function and principle, Father, of kingdom life. And again, we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus. It's in the authority of your word. It's what your word say, Father. And as we return your word to you in prayer, as we petition you in the courts of heaven and bring your word to you, Father, then we know that, Lord, you got to hear. And if we know that you hear us, then we also know that we had a petition that we desire of you. And this is my heart desire, Father, that your people be filled with the knowledge of your will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Thank you, Father, again, for this awesome privilege and honor. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, instead of saying this, you know, I hear the Father saying to all of us, you know, he need us. We look at our world situation in our earth here and where we live at and all the things that are going on in our world here on earth. The good and the bad. Seems like the bad outweigh the good. And we got a lot of good in this world system just as well. But boy, God, I want you to know something. That even though you're in this world, you don't have to be of it, nor are you of it. And if you are, you don't have to be of it. How come, Arthur? I'm talking about what God has done. God has provided a way for you to be translated out of this kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of his dear Son. God has provided a way for you to, even though you're in this world, even though you're in this system, even though you're in this pattern of operation, this kingdom of heaven that God has been introducing to us in this last year, man, you can come into that place that's available to you right now, that's yours, that's your inheritance. That's what he provided for you. That's what he has for you. That's his desire for you. And I trust that in the invitation and in the laying down of the foundation, sometimes my wife says, maybe you need to lead him in prayer. No, it's really not a prayer that I can lead you into. I can pray with you and for you. But it's always an invitation. But that you can come and say all those things I was saying a while ago. Because of what your Father has done for you. But all those things that he say you are and that you have, everything he say. If he say by his stripes you heal, all this, he ain't lying. We might not know how to get it.